Thank you, Bob, and good morning. Whether it's the iPhone 5, the Lumia 920, or the Droid Razr M, big companies are wrestling with BYOD, that's bring your own device to work. Now a Boston startup called Aperion is banking on helping businesses secure their apps and corporate data in this new world. Aperion started in 2009 and competes with software firms like AirWatch, Mobile Iron, and Sybase. One thing's for sure, with new devices and software coming out every week, the enterprise mobile market is sure to get even bigger. In other innovation news, U.S. Chief Technology Officer Todd Park tells Xconomy he's working on 5 new startup projects within the government. These include electronic payments for federal aid and open healthcare data initiatives. Park, the co-founder of Athena Health, has been on the job since March. Our deal of the week is a $17 million venture funding round for iWalk, an MIT startup developing a prosthetic foot and ankle for amputees. The company has now raised more than $50 million for its robotic technology. And speaking of robotics, what's next for iRobot? The Bedford company is famous for its military packbots and Roomba vacuum cleaners, but it finds itself at a crossroads. The 22-year-old public firm is looking to reinvent itself with new products, including a healthcare robot that can be controlled with an iPad. Just like a lot of humans I know. From the Xconomy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.